Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Rosa Pappas Davis began working with children when she was still in high school, having served on the New Mexico Committee on Children and Youth. Attending the White House Conference on Children and Youth, she has published materials for the Methodist Publishing House for Children's Sunday School, been making up stories to entertain and teach her children, grandchildren, and school children. She's the author of The Adventures of Small Fry and Tad Pike, The Other Side of the Fence, All Good Gifts, and her most recent is My Spooky Summer. Rosa Pappas Davis is our guest on This Week in America. Rosa, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Rick. I'm so excited to be talking with you.
Well, this is fun, and I've been looking forward to talking about the excellent job that you do with the books. And let's talk about the inspirations. Where do you get story ideas for these books?
Well, I get them everywhere, Rick. I work with children and work in the school system with children, and I have 7 wonderful grandchildren, and just basically comes up from needing to entertain them and looking for resources to help my kids in school. So I will make things up. I think it would help them develop a skill.
That's
where I came up with many of these things.
Well, yes, that's sort of like your own test group, isn't it? There, you can sort of see, okay, I've got this idea. Let's see how they respond. And you can tell if they like the idea or whether you should go on with something else. It's great to get that immediate feedback, isn't it?
It is. It surely is.
In school,
I've had a good time.
Well, yeah, and the kids are honest too. They're going to go ahead and tell you whether they like that, and you can tell by their reactions, which are quite honest as well. When you were in school, did you have anybody that maybe influenced you to get into writing that encouraged you?
I had many influences. Probably earliest junior high, had a teacher want me to write a play for the class, and I did that. And of course, had wonderful teachers all through school, and then I had a college professor in English literature that just really sealed the deal for me, and I think I continue to get inspiration from my spiritual journey as well.
Yeah, it's interesting what goes into shaping a writer. Rosa Pappas Davis, our guest on the program. Her website is authorrosadavis.com. A number of books that we'll talk about as we go through the program. Obviously, you enjoy what you're doing, and you do it so well. What makes you happy about being an author? What is it that that keeps you going, maybe when you have that occasional writer's block, or it's like, I've got to sit and write and I don't have any ideas? What makes you happy about this?
Well, I have always entertained my grandkids when they were getting ready to go to bed with stories that I would conjure up on the short notice, and they always were so entertained. So it just makes me happy, because they still, my kids even still tell me, Mom, I love that story you used to tell us, and many times I can't even remember what that story was. So you can tell my age probably from that. But that makes me happy to know that it made an impression on them.
Yeah, and shape their lives as well. That's interesting that, boy, I can't quite remember how that story goes, and they know exactly how it goes. So it really made an impression on them. What kind of a response do you get to the books, and how important is that to you to get the positive feedback?
Well, virus has really slowed everything down for me, and I am currently caring for my mother, who fell and broke her hip in March, so I haven't been able to do much marketing. But prior to that, I have had a wonderful response from our local community, my home community where I grew up in New Mexico, my high school friends, my college friends, people who have just been friends for my lifetime. They have just supported me and encouraged me, and I've had some great companies that have helped me develop my books, so I felt very encouraged by all that. But it's hard work, Rick. It's really hard work to get out there and market your book.
Well, it is, and I want to go back, because you mentioned that several times, the marketing aspect. So many people think, I'm going to write a book. It's a creative process. When I write it, when I finish it, magically, it will be published. Magically, people will buy it and like the book. It doesn't work that way, is it? The other component is the marketing, the business part of this.
That's exactly right. And I found that out. I started writing when you actually submitted query letters and you would get a response. It might be positive or negative. I was able to publish some things that way. But as I grew older and didn't have as much time to write, I had found out that publishing has changed. And now we have to do most of the work. And it's not quite as easy to have the time to do the actual writing because you're worried about, is this book going to be marketable? Is it something people really want? It used to be just for fun.
Yes.
It's not quite like that anymore.
Yeah, once you get it done, then it's like, okay, like you said, the hard work begins at this point. Now I have to get people interested and have them buy and respond to the book. Rosa Pappas Davis is our guest on the program. Her website is authorrosadavis.com. The author of The Adventures of Small Fry and Tad Pike, The Other Side of the Fence, All Good Gifts, and her new book, My Spooky Summer, The Abandoned Mansion. Let's talk about who would be interested in these books. And the newest book, My Spooky Summer, is a little different than the other three that you've written. Talk about the targeted audiences for the books that you write.
Well, all of the books are for children. The first three are more for younger children.
Yes.
I would say between the ages of 2 and 5th grade or so, because they're books that they can read, but they're also books that can be read to them. And I use them in my schoolwork for social stories with kids when we do bibliotherapy. But the fourth book is a chapter book because many of the children I read to were 5th and 6th graders, and they wanted to know if I had done a chapter book. And so this was my attempt to do a chapter book. And it was just a fun book. I just did it because I loved the story when I got my inspiration. And I just thought, well, I like scary stories, so I'm going to do a scary story. But the other books are really written based on scripture. And so they're not specifically stated in all of them, just the all good gifts. But it's spiritually based. And I think, you know, it's not just in your face, but I think you can see the trend there.
Well, you can, and it's really impacting so many young lives and older lives as well, as parents share this experience with their child in whatever way is appropriate for the book that you've written. Talk about that, the reading a book or being there as your child is reading a book, and often it's a conversation starter. Talk about how important that is, and you see it, I'm sure, every day, not only in your family, but classroom as well.
That's right. Just the time that you've spent doing that with them is so important, and I really think that is probably the most critical thing. Of course, the content of what you're reading, but you have the opportunity if the child asks questions or if you have a question you want to ask them, it's a good lead-in to that. If they're having relationship problems at school or at home, often those things come out, or friends' problems. It's just a good inroad to those little individuals. And of course, it helps adults also. Sometimes we need the simplest solution, but we look for the most difficult ones.
Well, it's interesting how often you get inspired or led in a positive way by a children's book because the message is so simple. We don't have to, you know, to flower it up. It's like there, it's like, wow, that makes perfect sense. And they can implement that in their lives. Let's talk a little bit about being a new author. You went through this years ago. Now you're juggling being an author as well as doing so much educational work. What's the biggest problem that, let's say, new authors run into?
Well, for me, it has been time. And I think most all of us have to discipline ourselves to write every day. I've listened to a lot of podcasts and hear that from other more experienced writers. The time, and then you have to follow up because nobody else is going to, if that makes sense. You know,
yes.
You're the one that is pushing your own value, so to speak. And that's kind of hard if you're a fairly modest person, but I'm realizing that I'm going to have to do it.
Yes.
So that's why I'm talking to you. So I'm so glad that you're such an easy person to talk to, Rick. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, and you're very easy to talk to, and I'm so impressed with what you're doing and getting messages out there in a very entertaining way. And a common theme that you have in your books is kindness to children. I want to talk about why you think that's so important, to, and this is something I'm sure that you relay in your classroom as well. Talk about kindness and why that's so important for children to learn that at an early age, especially with all the bullying and everything we see going on in society.
I just think you have to model it, Rick. You know, we've done research studies in criminal populations, and we know that that is one of the things in the brain that isn't functioning very well. So I think we have to teach it, and we have to model it, and then we have to hope that there's qualities that are in us that bring that out. And I think that that is so important so that we have a world we can live at peace in. Kindness to me is the root of that, living peacefully.
Yeah, that's
and happily.
Sort of, yes, the foundation for everything. Our guest on the program is Rosa Pappas Davis. Her website is authorrosadavis.com. You'll find her books at westwoodbookspublishing.com in their bookstore. All this, of course, online at thisweekinamerica.us, so you can link on to Rosa's website and get all the information. We talked about the themes that you bring out in the three older books that you have. The new one, My Spooky Summer, a little bit different for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I still tried to put a few values in there, respect,
yes,
and honoring your parent, that kind of thing, and your grandparents, that kind of issue. But it was just a fun book to write. Got inspired by an old house close to where one of my children lives, and it was just came out. So. That's
I think
kind of how I'm right, I guess.
When you think back, we all somewhere in the town we live had like an old mansion or a spooky house that we all had great stories and would even make up stories to talk about what happened, what transpired in that house at one point or another. The book is My Spooky Summer, and you'll find it at westwoodbookspublishing.com, the usual places, link on by going to our website. What are you thinking about for future? What are you planning on writing now?
Well, as you know, I still work within the schools as a school psychologist. So one of the big issues we have with this COVID is the anxiety that has generated in our kids and the grief, of course. But I also plan to do a book on anxiety for children using an animal character, of course. And then I'm going to write a book on the journey I've taken with my elderly mother, because that has been a totally different experience for me. So I'm just kind of jumping around. I hope that's okay, because I just write what I feel.
Well, that's why you're so successful in writing, because it's something that touches you. And you talk about two areas there. Let's talk about anxiety in children. I often think, boy, all of a sudden their world changes dramatically. In some cases, they can't even go to school. They're learning on computer. They go out, they have to put this mask on. They can't get real close to their friends. Have you seen an increase in anxiety level among the kids since this whole pandemic began?
Absolutely, I have. And I, of course, do evaluations for kids in school, and many, many of them have been evaluated because of the lack of success they've had, because it's generated fear. And they don't want to come back to school, or they don't, you know, they don't know how to do the work, and they're going to die. I mean, all these kind of questions go through their mind. And, of course, those kind of things are always there, but because of the situation we have with this disease, it's just exacerbated. And we need some coping mechanisms to help them with that.
Well, then the other part of that, too, is with parents. Suddenly you've got parents, maybe one, maybe both, that are staying home, also trying to get in front of the computer to do their jobs, running the household, and you've got the child at home as well. Talk about sorting all of that out. I mean, this is a whole new world. You learn a lot in school about how to deal with circumstances. I'm sure you were never taught how to deal with a pandemic in the classroom.
That's exactly right. And the teachers are experiencing it, too. You know, we just don't know if we're all going to have jobs next week.
Yes.
But who knows? we're luckily have been in school. In my state, most of us have been in school since the fall semester, but many, many kids have not been to school since last March. We've been doing it all online. That's going to be a big change when things go back, if I go back.
We've got a couple minutes left. You talk about taking care of your mother. How is she doing through all of this? And how are you doing in changing your lifestyle? And you said it was a privilege to take care of your mother.
Well, it is a privilege to be able to care for my mother. She's 90, and it has changed my lifestyle some, but we have had so much fun because, it's been a number of years since we lived together, but I have learned so much about myself that I'm not as kind as I should be, and that, it is a privilege to be able to take care of your parents, and so many people have lost theirs, and keeping her well, and myself well, and my husband, and, just staying away from places that could bring illness to her. But we still have to buy groceries. We still have to try to go to church.
Yes.
Those kind of things. So it's just been a whole new ballgame for me. But it's been fun learning and trying to stay well.
Rosa Pappas Davis has been our guest on the program talking about her books. I'll go through those again here in a second. But what has this been like for you, the writing? You've got 4 books that are published out there now. What's it like? How much fun is this for you? The writing part of it. We talked about the marketing part, but the writing part of it and seeing your book out there.
It's been great fun for me, Rick. I have always loved to make up stories, like I said. And so I even did a lot of writing in college. I love to do research papers, if you can believe that. So it's been very enjoyable for me, and it's a good outlet. I've always kept journals, that kind of thing. So it's an enjoyable skill.
Well, it's touching lives. Young people, young children are reading them, enjoying them, and it sounds like you're sort of adapting as your readers get a little, and your children, kids in school, get a little older in sort of fashioning books for them. My Spooky Summer is the newest, The Abandoned Mansion by Rosa Pappas Davis, or other books, The Adventures of Small Fry and Tad Pike, The Other Side of the Fence, all good gifts. You'll find all the books at her website, authorrosadavis.com. And if you go to westwoodbookspublishing.com in the book section, you'll find information there as well. And of course, you can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Rosa, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Continued success with all of the books. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I so appreciate it. And please stay well and tell that world out there to stay well too.
Yes, hopefully stay healthy, stay well there in Texas, and keep writing and keep answering questions for the kids and guiding them through all of the turbulence that we're going through now, because hopefully there'll be something very positive at the end. I think we're getting close to that. The book's available, all of Rosa's books, at her website, authorrosadavis.com. Of course, you'll find it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.